Carol Robertson, CarolRobertson. Today's the 19th. Her date of birth is 7-6-57. 7-6-57. This is a 6 to 7 year old woman, lives by herself. She doesn't have any children. She's single. She does smoke. She does drink from time to time. She has a history of COPD, DJD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Medication includes albuterol, tramadol, prednisone, naproxen. Albuterol, 2 puffs, 4 times a day. Tramadol, 50 milligrams as needed for pain. Prednisone, 50 milligram taper that was just started. Naproxen, 500 milligram PRN. Norvasc, 10 milligram a day. Zocor, 40 milligram a day. Family history. She doesn't know her mom and dad since 11. Past hospitalization, none. Surgical, none. COVID immunization, yes. Review of system. She is able to drive, but she doesn't have a car. She's been incarcerated for 12 years. She has no swelling in her lower extremity, but has had in the past because of DJD. She has decreased appetite. She's a smoker. She's lost some weight, and she has issues with shortness of breath with activity. At one time, she was a diabetic, but she weighed more, and she was on insulin and metformin. On exam, Ms. Robertson is in no distress, 121 over 86. Respiration is 18. Pulse 68, O2 sat 96%. Heart positive, some positive, 2 lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft, neck, JVD, skin shows no rash. Assessment, 67-year-old woman with hypertension control, DJD on prednisone taper. I explained to the patient that she needs to start taking the prednisone as directed because she cannot continue taking 50 milligram once a day, and she will go ahead and follow the instruction by her PCP. Next is hyperlipidemia on Zocor. Next is DJD on naproxen. Next is hypertension control. Next is decreased appetite. Next is complaints of shortness of breath. I explained to her that she needs to stop smoking, and she realizes she needs to do that, but she hasn't been able to. Explain to her that continue to smoke will cause her more shortness of breath, more issues in the future. Her O2 side is stable at this time. Thank you.